share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The pandemic isn't just causing people to lose their businesses, it's also making some citizens lose the roofs above their heads. Oftentimes, the homeless go unnoticed by society, but thankfully, some have stepped up to help them. The Department of Road Transport, JPJ, team from Terengganu took to their Facebook page to showcase their initiative in keeping the homeless fed during this difficult time. They wrote, "The operations unit, through Team Bravo, has conducted an initiative and approach to help the homeless at the MBKT bus terminal in Kuala Terengganu, with the distribution of food packs. This assistance aims to help homeless people who need food, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. It turns out that JPJ staff members used their own livelihoods to provide food for the homeless. A total of 10 people have received food donations. This contribution is the result of the Jerabox Rezeki program, which was previously launched by the director of JPJ in the state, through the contribution of JPJ staff members. Apart from the homeless program, the proceeds from Jerabox Rezeki's donations will also help groups and families around Kuala Terengganu who need help with raw materials such as rice, flour, cooking oil, milk and sugar for daily use," they added. "Their efforts show that even the smallest of contributions can go a long way, as long as we work together. This program has greatly benefited those in need," they said, ending their post. "Let's all do our level best to empower our community members by helping where we can. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section." Also read, "Over 1,000 Saba factory workers raise white flags as they haven't received salary in 3 months. Source: JPJ Terengganu. Source: JPJ Terengganu. Source: JPJ Terengganu. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.